Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast and to this Life in Lockdown series. So as of the recording of this episode, it's week 8 of lockdown in the UK.
Oh. Yes, it is. Is it day 47? No.
It's day 49, I think, today, 49. As of the recording. Yeah. Oh, yep. Man. So it's Monday, the 11th of May today, day 49. Wow. Mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to dedicate a podcast while we're in lockdown to talking about navigating this new way of living. And in last week's episode, we talked about our own experience of lockdown and what we've been learning and discovering along the way. And in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about dating during lockdown, because, and this may surprise you, this is actually a really positive time for dating. And we're going to be talking about why that is, some of the positive benefits of dating during lockdown, and some tips on how to get started with your virtual date.
It's such an exciting, surprising thing to have happened, because when lockdown started, we were just like, well, I mean, no one's, I mean, that's it for dating.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to be thinking about dating now, because how can you? And actually, it turns out that this is a great time to be dating and starting to date. And actually, I think this would have been a brilliant, I would have loved to have dated during lockdown, because that's the fear of expectation of getting physical is completely taken out of the picture.
Yeah.
So suddenly it's just genuinely about getting to know someone. There's no fear of someone just wanting to, you know, have sex and just a quick way of having sex. It's like, well, that's off the cards. So mm-hmm. it can only be about getting to know each other. So mm-hmm. actually, I think it's a great time.
Yeah. You know what? Helen Fisher, who is an anthropologist, she did this brilliant TED talk on the brain and love, and she's one of the scientists for Match.com in the US. And she was just, I was just reading a New York Times article from her just before recording this. And she was talking about exactly that. It's like this very relaxed, low pressured way to get to know someone. And she was talking about sex and money as two things that really complicate dating. And those things are off the cards. There's no, you know, wondering about whether you should have sex on a first date or who's going to pay for the first date or any of those things. It's a much more, simpler way to get to know someone. It takes the pressure off getting to know someone as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's just easier to arrange a first date with somebody. You can arrange a telephone call or jump on Zoom rather than waiting for you both to be available on the exact same time, trying to manage diaries and busy schedules. For many of us, we've actually got more time and availability now to get to know somebody, and there's less of a barrier to get those dates in the diary.
I think it's also interesting that then you're having a date from the comfort of your own home. And we were talking to someone on our Project Love In, which we do every Monday during lockdown. We never expected to be doing it for quite so long. But here we still are 8 weeks later. And we were talking to someone who was saying that she'd had a date, a Zoom date. And actually how great it was, because it was so different to how she would normally go on a date, because she didn't bother to get dressed up, because they decided very last minute, let's just jump on Zoom. So she wasn't even wearing makeup. She's kind of in relaxed clothing. She was in her home. And so the person that she was being and the way she was kind of showing up was very different to how she normally would, where she would be putting on something nice, putting on makeup, like just kind of putting on that dating armor. I mean, I definitely used to feel like I was having to put on a bit of a show, a bit of, not performance, but I struggled with dating for a long time, as we have discussed a lot on this podcast, just with feeling like I was turning up for some kind of interview to see if I was good relationship material. And I think if you're sitting at home, it's just perhaps easier to just be a bit more just you and a bit yeah. more relaxed. Certainly, if I imagined myself back when I was dating, I think I would have been so much happier doing it that way.
Yeah, yeah. One of my clients called it dating with stabilizers on.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's why I think it's far from being like a time where all dating has been paused and, you know, frozen. It actually seems to be giving it a whole new lease of life.
Yeah.
And do you do from the people you've been talking to, does there seem, I would imagine there's a bit of an air of like a lot more camaraderie because everyone's in the same boat and it's quite novel. It's this new novel way of dating,
yeah.
which everyone then is coming from. They've got that united similarity that they're, yeah. you know, in the experience, which obviously you have when you're dating, because the fact that you're going on a date is you're both feeling nervous and all the rest of it. But this just sounds, makes it feel a lot lighter and kind of more fun and playful coming from the same page. And
yeah, you know. Yeah. And many of the dating apps are reporting that people are having longer conversations and they're making more meaningful connections during this time. And a lot of my clients have had similar experiences where they're less likely to talk about small talk stuff like the weather. They're more likely talking about more meaningful things and bonding over the fact that we're in a global pandemic. We're all having a very global experience. We've never been in this experience before, and I think it can be an opportunity to connect over that. And it's really bonding. And I'm not surprised that the dating apps reporting those findings about these meaningful conversations. And loads of my clients are actually really enjoying dating more than ever because of this, because you're able to connect over this, this common experience. And also, I think it really helps to get to know somebody in a way that sort of highlights their values, you know, what's important to them, how are they managing lockdown, what's lifting their spirits during this time. And I think it's sort of opened up that opportunity to connect in a meaningful way.
Yeah, amazing. So are people, so how is it generally working? People are using the same apps in the same way, but then like you say, that these conversations are less kind of small talk and a little bit more deeper, more connected conversations. Yeah. And then are they quite quickly then turning into, well, we may as well just jump on Zoom because it's so easy. Whereas the idea of like, are we ready to commit to actually going on a date? Having a chat on Zoom is so much easier. Do you think people will, I wonder if people will continue doing that even after lockdown as like a way of like the stabilizers, you know, dating with stabilizers, the next step, we've had a bit of a chat. Yeah. Now let's have a Zoom date. And if that goes well, then let's meet in person. I wonder if that will become part of the dating, a more common part of the dating journey.
Yeah, I hope it will. I often recommend that to clients, particularly if they're nervous about meeting up with somebody. I would suggest that they have a phone call conversation first before they meet up, so they're able to get a feel for somebody's personality and their vibe. And just to bring in an extra step into the dating process to sort of ease into that in-person date. So I think it will be really positive if that was one of the things that is sort of carried through after lockdown. Yeah.
What have people been doing on their dates? Are they literally just turning on Zoom and like sitting on their sofa and having a chat? Or have you heard of any like creative ways that people have been having dates?
So one of my clients she was saying that they've had a few Zoom dates now, and I think on the second or third date they had a dinner date on Zoom, and she said they talked for 3 hours.
Brilliant. Can you imagine when they finally meet in person as well?
Yeah, I know, it'd be amazing. And then they were having a G&T night, cocktail night, and one of my other clients, she really enjoyed a glass of wine date. They both made themselves a drink and just jumped on Zoom or FaceTime and just had a chat. But I think activity-based dates can create a really great opportunity to connect in a way that doesn't just involve sitting and chatting, because some people may find that to be quite nerve-wracking, particularly if they're not comfortable on video.
Yeah, or sitting and eating.
Yes. Yeah, because some people are comfortable. So one of my clients, she's super comfortable on video. So she's really enjoying this. She could just jump onto FaceTime and start chatting with someone, no problem. But some of my other clients find that to be quite nerve-wracking. They're not as comfortable on video. And so activity-based dates, I think there's so much creativity within them. And I've been having a few client sessions over the last couple of weeks where we've brainstormed some activity-based dates that they could do. So I could tell you some of them.
Yes, please.
They're really fun. Actually, one idea I had the other day that I haven't shared with any clients yet, but I'll share it with everyone here, is a Desert Island Discs date where you each choose a selection of songs and what those songs mean to you. And you may choose, you know, three songs each. And you play each other those songs on Zoom and you know, share, just like in Desert Island Discs, the podcast, you share what those songs mean to you, and it reveals a bit about your life. You can't do that in person unless you're, you know, you've got to the point where you're meeting, you know, around each other's houses. So I think that could be a really lovely idea for a Zoom date. There's also this new feature on Netflix called Netflix Party.
Oh, yes.
Which is really interesting. You basically synchronize what you're watching with someone else, and there's that group chat function, and you can, so you're watching something with them and it's synchronized, and then you can be chatting about it in real time. So I think that could be a good sort of second, third online date.
Yeah, exactly.
You could take a walk in nature together. So you go to your local park.
What a good idea.
Yeah, you go to your local park, they go to their local park, and then you're either chatting on the phone as you're taking your walks together, or you can, you know, jump on FaceTime as you're taking your walks and be showing each other what you're seeing in your local area. God, there's so much. You could do a virtual pub quiz together.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
I was also thinking, a friend of ours has been doing this, was it Identikit, where you basically, how is it? I have to describe to you a famous person without saying who it is. You have to draw them based on my description, and they have to guess who you've drawn. And it's hilarious. I mean, you do have to have, well, you don't necessarily have to be particularly good at drawing. It could be, but oh, I can hear Buddy. Is that Buddy barking in the background?
That's my dog, yeah. Buddy.
But yeah, if you were two vaguely creative people, then you could do something like that. So there could be all sorts of fun things. And actually, I think even the process of coming up with an idea with your date of like, okay, what could we do, and being creative together, that in itself would be a lovely thing to like come up with an idea. So definitely being creative and that's also about exploring then what you both enjoy doing and what you do for fun.
Yeah.
So I just think there's so much opportunity to actually use this as a new way of connecting with people, a new way of getting to know people. I think it's, a kind of a wonderful development, actually.
Yeah.
And a great opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
So what kind of tips could you give for someone who perhaps hasn't even been dating and thinks, well, actually, now I've got some time on my hands, maybe, or actually now it sounds like a little less intimidating because there isn't the whole money or sex issue on you know, cards on the table at the moment. How do you recommend people give it a go, and what are the apps that everyone use? I don't even know what apps people are using these days.
They change all the time, but at the moment a lot of my clients are using Bumble and Hinge.
Right, still those ones. Okay.
Hinge is relatively new. I've only noticed in the last sort of 9 months or so that clients are using that one more.
Yeah.
Bumble has always been the one that's that particularly my clients that they favour the most. But then some people are using Guardian Soulmates and eHarmony as well. I think the website ones still have their place because they require a bit of extra time to create your profile, and that can sometimes reflect someone's availability for a relationship, for something more committed, if they are committing more time and energy into the online dating process in terms of what they reveal in their profile and how much time they spend creating it. I think websites like that, eHarmony and Guardian Soulmates, still have their place. And many people they use a combination of both. So they might use Bumble and Guardian Soulmates.
Right. So they've got a couple of them on the go.
Yeah. So I guess the first tip is to think about an app that you would like to experiment with. So maybe it's one that you've never tried, or maybe one that you've used before, but you haven't used for a while. And just pick one to start with, an app or a website to start with. And you can change this, you know, further down the line. This is just to get going, just to experiment.
Yeah.
And then just be thinking about how much time and availability you've got to dedicate to this. So you might have 3 times a week, you might have half an hour to dedicate to this. So you might want to put that in your calendar and schedule it in. And then I always recommend to clients that they have a dating ritual of something that they can do before they get onto their dating website or dating app, something that can get them into a really positive headspace and something to set the tone for the whole online dating experience. So for one of my clients, it's lighting a candle and showering after the working day and putting on some different clothes. Even more important now, with the lines being blurred between what is work and free time. And, you know, I think that's really important now more than ever to have that distinction between you finishing your work day and then getting ready to do online dating. So yeah, having a shower or just changing into different clothes or doing a meditation or just going into a different room. That can sometimes, you know, help you to sort of step out of work mode and into your dating mode, let's say. So yeah, doing something that helps you to get in the right headspace and then just experimenting with it and just seeing if, you know, seeing if you can notice any differences, particularly if you haven't been dating for a while. Many of my clients are saying that there's a lot more activity on there at the moment, and there's bigger research that shows that more people are using the apps at the moment. So there's more people online, more people there. So you might notice that there's a difference in the buzz and, you know, activity on your dating websites and apps. So notice that. And I would just have a few icebreakers in your back pocket, particularly if you find the whole initiating conversations to be nerve-wracking. Just have a few icebreakers in your back pocket, and they could be about lockdown. So it could be, you know, what are your lockdown essentials, or top 5 lockdown essentials right now? Or what's making you smile this week? What's lifting your spirits? That's a really nice question. So maybe you'd have, like, you know, a couple of these icebreaker questions that you can ask people. And then it's just like you would normally, but instead of you know, having a meetup, having a date where you'd arrange to meet up, you would suggest a phone call, or you would suggest a Zoom or FaceTime. And some of the apps actually have video functionality built into them, so you don't have to reveal any personal details, which is recommended. I know Bumble definitely have this, so I would check out what functionality is available there. There is an app called, what is it called? Telegram, which is a bit like WhatsApp, but you don't need to share an email address or phone number. So you might want to start with that, so you don't have to reveal anything, any personal information.
Yeah.
And when you feel comfortable, you can, you know, jump onto WhatsApp video or Zoom or Skype or the good old phone.
Good old phone. Good old fashioned telephone. Yeah.
And then just, you know, maybe you'd have a couple of ideas of a FaceTime date or a phone call date that would be really fun and enjoyable. So for you, it could be jumping on to Zoom and having a weekend brunch date. Or for some of you, it could be an activity-based one that feels more fun and exciting. So you could have like 1 or 2 ideas, or you could brainstorm that with your dates. I love that idea. I think that's, and that'd be such a fun one to come up with it together. And then just see how things develop, and then it's just sort of similar to old school dating, but you're just you're confined to FaceTime or telephone, but within that there's a lot of creativity that, you know, you can bring to it.
Yeah, and I would imagine that you can still expect to have the nerves.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Don't expect there to know, you know, just because you're not meeting in person that you'd still get the nerves. And I think one of the big breakthroughs for me was realizing that was like totally okay to feel nervous, and it's kind of to be expected, and they'll be feeling nervous too. Mm-hmm. And if you feel, because I used to like, it would kind of, well, just even talking about it makes me sort of stumble over my words, but I would worry that it would come across in the way I was talking. I remember someone said, but maybe they'll find that endearing. Like, that if you're letting any signals show that you might be even slightly nervous, that they might actually find that endearing, that you obviously care. I was like, oh yes, oh my God, of course. She's like, rather than worrying about trying to cover it up and appear all breezy and confident, which is what I always thought people wanted, you're allowed to show that, you know, stop trying to cover it up so much, because I spent so much energy in trying to appear cool, calm and confident when actually I was a bit jittery and nervous. And it was just like, why would you try and come across as the cool girl? I was like, I thought that's what people wanted. I can never come across as the cool girl. I don't know why I always tried.
That's so common, the cool girl persona. Yeah. And ultimately people just want you to be yourself. And I think we were talking about this, maybe it was in one of the love-ins, or we were just having a chat about vulnerability during this time, and that people are, they're way more comfortable with revealing that vulnerable side at the moment.
Yeah, because I think that's been happening to everyone, really, hasn't it? Globally. And, you know, that we are all starting to be a lot more open about, rather than saying, oh, I'm fine, everything's fine. Well, it's obviously not.
Yeah.
So no one would expect you to be fine all the time. So I think people are a lot more willing to admit that they are having the same ups and downs that everyone else seems to be going through, which I would say is what normal life is actually like anyway. Perhaps not quite so quite such, you know, a roller coaster as it is at the moment. But I think the fact that from that as a starting point, normally people come from the starting point of, oh, I'm fine, let's cover it up. But now I think a lot more coming from the starting point of, well, you know, up and down. Which opens up opportunity for more connection.
And I think that's what people are craving more than ever right now, as we're physically distancing, we're craving that online connection more than ever, craving those conversations, meaningful conversations. So I think it is such an opportunity to connect with people when we all need it the most.
Brilliant. Wow. It brings me so much joy to hear that actually, far from this being, you know, a time where all opportunity to find love is suddenly on ice and completely paused, actually there'll be a lot of relationships that will probably come out of this. And, you know, new relationships will get started during lockdown. And in a few months and in a few years, we'll be able to hear those stories of love in lockdown and how people met. And there was already one in Italy that they had met, they'd started sort of basically seeing each other from one balcony to another in Italy and had started this relationship. And they were getting ready to have their first in-person date. So I think we'll start hearing more and more of those stories. So if you have any of your own stories already that you want to share, then come and let us know at hello@loveprojectlove.com. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. So you know what? When it was in the early weeks of lockdown, it must have been like week three, and the research that we were sharing earlier about the rise in people using the apps and longer conversations, that stuff, I was like, oh, of course. But before that, I was wondering if this was if people just wanted to put dating on pause. Mm. And then as I started reading all this research, I was like imagining all these love stories and getting so excited about it. I just think that's a lovely, lovely sort of sentiment to end on, the love in lockdown stories that could emerge from this.
Yes, exactly. Oh, amazing. Well, thank you, Vicky. I'm not dating myself. I find it fascinating how, the sort of dating world is flourishing, ironically, during lockdown. I think it's wonderful. So, if you've been feeling that you know this is not a time to be dating, actually, it's a great time to get started.
It is.
Yeah.
And if you are wanting some guidance and support with your virtual dating, or if you just know that this is the time that you really want to go on the self-discovery journey and learning journey that is the Get Ready for Love one-to-one coaching program with me as your personal love coach and dating wingwoman, then as of this week, I have two spots opening up on that program, which starts in June. And I would love to work with you if you're feeling the call to go deeper into the journey of getting ready for love. And I would love to hear from you if you are really wanting to use this time to go on that journey with me. So simply head to loveprojectlove.com/lovecoaching and you can find out all of the details and also the form to get in touch with me to arrange your discovery call.
And I cannot recommend it more. I was Vicky's first ever client, and it totally and utterly transformed my love life and therefore my life. So it's such an incredible journey to go on. And it turns out that this is a better time than ever. So, yeah.
Yay!
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device.
And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.